Hi, from the Front Row Network in Ann Arbor, Illinois, I'm Megan.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And on this week's episode of the I Think You're Gonna Like This podcast,
we think you're gonna like Paris.
We were in Paris. The whole reason why we went to Paris, yep. You guys, was so that we could do that TikTok, and I haven't even made it yet.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only reason.
No other reasons. Mm-hmm. Anyways, where did we leave off? Getting to the hotel?
Getting to the hotel. We got to the hotel. We said that we would 10 out of 10 stay there again.
Yes.
It was very fun. It was good. The people at the front desk were very nice.
The girl was so nice when we were like, hello, I know our room is not ready yet. Can we leave all 17 of our bags with you in that tiny little area behind your desk?
Yeah. And she was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. She didn't care.
No. So we left.
Yeah, we left and we took the train to Versailles.
We did. We walked. We got to see Notre Dame for the first time.
Yes.
And then
Megan and my mom were like not paying attention. I was like, maybe you should look over here. And they were like, oh.
Yeah. We were mostly just trying to figure out where we were going. When we're walking and we're like, we're gonna get on the metro. We passed a metro station. I'm like, why are we not getting on this one? Jacqueline's like, this is not the one that Google told me to get on.
It's not the correct one.
We were also going to the RER.
Yeah.
And then we got to the station and we tried to reload the cards that Dad and Jess gave us. Mm-hmm. And they did not work.
No.
So we bought paper cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got on the train.
Yeah.
And we went to Versailles.
Yes. Finally. Finally. And as soon as we got off the train, we started walking there.
Yes.
And immediately got food.
Yeah. Well, there was a place called Madeline's.
Yeah.
We had to go there.
And so I got, I think, just the cheese and butter.
You did. You got, I think it was brie and butter.
I think it was camembert.
Was it? It was camembert. You're right.
Yeah, I had camembert and butter. Megan got.
I got the jambon
ham
burr.
It's just burr.
See, well, okay. In Spanish, you roll your R's where there's two R's.
I know.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
I literally have a picture of me taking an enormous bite out of it because I was so excited. What'd you get for your dessert?
I got the It was the bourbon caramel thing, the name I cannot remember.
Oh yes, you were like, yes, I love these Canel things, and they're very hard to make on Bake Off.
They are. They're so hard to make.
And I got a eclair.
Yes,
and it was delicious.
And Mom got some sandwich with leaves on it.
Yes. Some vegetarian sandwich.
Yeah.
And chips, I think. No dessert.
It was odd.
Yeah. And we got coffee.
Yes.
And she probably got water because it's your mom.
Or hot chocolate.
And we walked the rest of the way to Versailles, which was not far from the train station at all. It was like a five minute walk. Yeah. And we had to be at Versailles by 1 o'clock.
Yeah. It was very important.
They let us in at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
But there really wasn't a bad line when we got there.
Like, there was the line to go in, but it was just like, okay, you're scanning your tickets, you're going through, and then we had to go through the security and stuff. Yes. And we all had to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
That was important.
It was very important.
And then I was panicking because I didn't think they were going to let us in with our sandwiches.
Yes. They did. She's like, they are not going to let us in with our sandwiches. I was like, there are people she thought I said bags, and I had said baggies. And she was like, well, yeah, they're going to let us in with our bags, but they're going to take our food. I was like, no, there are people with baggies, like baggies of snacks. And she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, because there was like this family that was standing like right by the entrance, like trying to like shove food into their face. And I thought they were like told that they couldn't bring it in. So I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to have to shove these sandwiches in our face.
And they were not small sandwiches. They were delicious sandwiches, though.
They were very good. We only took like 2 bites of our sandwich, first of all, at this point.
Yes. And then we carried them all the way through the palace.
Yes. All the way through.
The line for the bathroom was terrifying.
Uh-huh.
It was so long. Of course, the women's line. There was no line for the men's.
No, there never is.
And then we just made our way through the palace. Well, we tried to go to the Hall of Mirrors, which apparently you have to walk through the whole palace to get to.
Yeah. There is like this shortcut, but then you miss like the whole rest of it. And I knew that would not be allowed. So.
Yes. Your mom wanted. And I still think by saying we saw the whole thing, I think we saw like half or a quarter of it.
We saw 3/4 of it. There's one wing that we did not get.
Okay. I was like, I know we definitely did not see like if you go to the left as we come in. So, but we saw the chapel, which was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
and lots of rooms that had lots of paintings that I don't remember any of them, but I have photos.
Yes, we have pictures of everything.
I saw the queen. We saw the queen's chamber. That mm-hmm. was fun. Like Marie Antoinette. Well, all of the queens, but
yeah,
including Marie Antoinette. Yeah,
and the king. We saw the king's chamber too.
Yes, but I don't care about him as much.
Yeah. No, but we did. Yes. It was red.
It was red.
As it should be.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Some
of the furniture was really, really cool. It was very ornately, like, carved yes. and stuff. And
they had plastic up on the walls, so you could not touch yes. the, like, fabric wallpaper.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was. Because you know that people were going to try.
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah.
I absolutely would have tried to touch it.
Yeah. There were lots of paintings. I think that Carrie wanted to read every single plaque.
She did. And I told her, I was like, I'm just going to go, and I will, like, there's one way in and out of this place. Right.
And we were in like a solid line of people because it was a Sunday. So
yeah. So I was like, you stay in any room as long as you want to. Yes. I do not care. Yes. Just know that I will not be staying.
Right.
Because I was getting hot too.
Oh, and there was just so many people. There was yeah. like, it wasn't terrible, but it was not comfy. Like some of those yeah. rooms are very small and mm-hmm. people do not understand personal space.
No.
So they're like, no, I'm going to stand on your foot.
Yes.
So, and there was no tour. Like we didn't take like a tour. We just no. guided ourselves through.
Yeah.
But we did make it.
We did.
To the Hall of Mirrors. Jacqueline got to see it this time.
I got to see it this time. I cried a little bit.
I was going
to
say, did you cry?
I cried. I just like stood there for like a couple minutes. Yeah. Just like looking at everything. And people were like going around me. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I'm busy.
Yeah.
Like, just need to move. It's fine.
I didn't even know what it was, so I didn't know what I was expecting. So we'd like get into like a room and I'd be like, looking at her, and I was like, oh, this isn't it.
No, this isn't it.
We get into like a different room and I'd be like, oh, this isn't it. No. We got into this like, I don't even know what to call it, like what we were sitting in before we went in.
Oh yeah, that, like the
really,
rotunda.
Yes, that yeah. really pretty room. And I was like, oh, maybe this is it.
Yeah, because there was like there were some mirrors in yes. it and everything.
And it was like, just look. All of these windows, and it was so pretty. And she was like, no, there. Like,
it's that way.
I was like, oh, and it was very cool.
Yes.
It was very, very cool.
We took lots of pictures.
Yes, lots of pictures. Your mom took videos of us.
Yeah.
But that I didn't even know, because yeah. we're not looking.
Nope.
But they're cool.
Yeah.
You guys will see all of it. I am yes. working on posting all of the things. We will be all the way into spooky month and I'll still be posting Disney content.
There are over 3,000 pictures.
I will not post all of them, I promise.
To
four.
But like Megan has to go through them all, so yes. it's gonna be a minute, but they're worth it.
They are
they're great.
I'm having a fun time like picking mm-hmm. and choosing like which ones to use.
Yeah.
And like I'm gonna try to like add like, because now on Instagram you can do pictures and videos on the same in the same carousel.
Yes.
So I'm like integrating like some like lives yeah. and like real videos, and like it's fun. I have like not even the first day of Walt Disney World done
yeah.
yet, and that means like the first full day, like
mm-hmm.
not the Halloween party, but
right,
because I'm trying to do them in the order that we're releasing yes. them on the podcast.
Yes.
But you know, it's fine. I might do some of that tomorrow. We shall see. So anyway, yeah. so we went through the Hall of Mirrors
mm-hmm. and then we kind of left, not like yeah, well, Versailles, but we left the inside.
Because from there, you kind of do. It's like, here yeah. is the gift shop. Here is the Angelina's car. Mm-hmm. Not Angelina's, the other one. La Duree.
Yeah.
And then here's the stairs to go out to the garden. Yeah.
And I took 17 years to find perfume that I like.
I was going to say, what did you get in the gift shop? I actually didn't buy anything in the Versailles gift shop.
No.
But you and mom did. You yeah. bought.
I bought Fancy French perfume.
It smells so good.
I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it had princess on it. Mm-hmm. So I decided I needed to buy it.
Oh, that's not true. I did buy something. I bought tea.
Yeah. You bought the Marie Antoinette tea.
I did. I bought the princess tea.
Yes.
The Versailles princess tea. And then I bought the Marie Antoinette tea from La Duree.
Yes.
Because I had the Marie Antoinette macaron.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's delicious. Yeah. I have to have that tea. And I have made it, and it is delicious.
Good.
Yes.
I don't remember what my mom bought.
She also bought a perfume.
I think she got like one of the rollers.
Yes. And she bought Logan some mints, like floral mints, because apparently he really likes those.
He really likes mints. He's a weirdo.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
And then we went out to the gardens. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit of a panic because you couldn't either you couldn't find our tickets at first or they wouldn't scan at first.
So I can't my remember. Phone was like not working. And so I had it because my phone, every time I went from Wi-Fi to not Wi-Fi, I had to turn my phone off and then back on again. So then I was turning my phone off because we were leaving the Wi-Fi at the palace. And then I had to turn it back on again and it was not turning back on.
That's what it was. But it's fine. We got in.
We did. We got in.
It was a really yucky day.
Yeah.
But it was fine. Mm-hmm. The gardens are still amazing.
Yes.
We sat on the stairs.
We sat on the stairs and we ate our sandwiches.
And
we ate our
sandwiches and it was amazing. Uh-huh. I was like, we looked at her. I was like, I mean, we're not in Paris right now, but like we're in Paris. Yeah. Like we were sitting at Versailles eating French sandwiches.
It was
like,
awesome.
This could be the end of the trip right now and I would be very happy.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we went through part of the grove because they have the like citrus
that was really and everything. Cool.
And then we went down this path and we're just kind of walking to find things.
We were listening for music.
Yes, because in this like time they were doing like the musical fountains and the dancing fountains and that kind of stuff. And we got to see a little bit of both. But then we got to the outside like ballroom.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
It was very cool. My mom danced.
We have a picture and a video
of her just like dancing as the music is playing and the waterfall's going. It's very, very cool.
It is. And well, then, she was sad because when we got there, the music like had just turned off and we weren't sure like how often it played, but it started again probably 5 minutes later. Yeah. So she got to hear it. It was very cool.
Yeah. And then we just kind of kept walking around the gardens and stuff and found some more fountains. And then we got to the big, like, pathway.
Yes.
At the end.
But, like, if we would have went the opposite way of the way that we went when we got past the ticket booth. So we went to the left, which takes you down the stairs into the grove. If we would have went to the right and gone down those stairs, you would see the, like, big main fountain and then that whole, like, pathway down to the lake and the other fountain. Mm-hmm. I did not go to the lake. I sat on the bench, but they went to the lake.
We didn't go all the way to the lake. You didn't? We just went to the second fountain.
Gotcha.
My mom wanted to go to the lake, and I said, you can go do that. I will not be doing it.
My feet were done. Yeah. I was like, I need to sit. You guys have to remember, also, we are on day 7.
I don't know. I think so.
An average of 27,000 steps per day.
Yeah.
I thought for sure when we got to like Paris and Versailles, we were going to like, it wasn't going to be as many steps. I think we actually took more.
I think so.
Once we were in Paris. And I wore sandals to Versailles because I was like, oh, we're just going to be leisurely walking around a palace. Yeah. It was fun. We were.
Yeah. But after all of the other days.
Yes. My feet were very happy to be out of shoe prison though.
Yeah. So we did that and then I was looking for places for dinner.
Yes.
Because I needed a plan.
She's like looking for places around the Eiffel Tower and she's like, "Mom, can you eat this? Mom, I need you to look at this.
I need to know
because we can eat everywhere. Yeah. Where can you eat?"
Plot twist, friends.
We did not pick one.
We didn't pick one and we didn't go to any of the places that I had seen because I had I had a list in my head of places. Yeah. We didn't do that.
We did go back. We caught our train. We were very worried that we were not on the right train.
Yeah, because one came and then people were getting on it and I was like, I don't think that's the right one because it doesn't say it's the right one. And then another one came and people were getting on that one and it was a whole thing, but we all went to the same place. Yes. And it was okay.
We ended up getting on the original train that came and there was another American girl that was like, hey, you guys are American.
Yeah,
are you going to Paris? And we're like, we think so.
Yes,
but we're also not sure if we're supposed to get on that train. And then people got on it and they kicked them off of it and told them to get on the train we were on.
Yeah,
so success.
Yes,
we did it.
We did it. It was great.
It was. And then did we go back to the hotel?
I don't remember.
I think we did.
I think so.
We did to put our stuff down.
Yes.
And I think you guys might have grabbed jackets or your mom might have at least grabbed a jacket. I don't think I changed clothes. I really can't remember.
I don't know.
I'm like, I have pictures. I guess I could look. You have your jacket on, so you definitely grabbed a jacket. You have your marble jacket on.
I grabbed my jacket when we were at Versailles. Like, we were still at Versailles when I had my jacket.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
Oh. To a picture that I am in, and I am...
Yeah, I just have selfies.
I have your mom's jacket on. But
you
I did not have a jacket
you
on
have Versailles. The You have the black sweater on.
Yeah. Yes. Perfect. So we went to the Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. So we were going through our photos.
We went to the Eiffel Tower so we could see it at night.
Yes, we were. I was like, I want to go see the Eiffel Tower at night. I mm-hmm. want to go see the dancing lights.
Yes.
So we were trying to get there by 9. And mm-hmm. I think we made it.
No, we didn't.
We didn't. We saw the 10 o'clock one. We saw the
10 o'clock ones.
Okay. But we did make it to the Eiffel Tower. It was lit up. It was yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was not expecting.
No,
this is what I will say. This is what I will say. I've told everybody this, and my husband thinks that this is the funniest story in the whole wide world. When I say that I was disappointed with the Eiffel Tower, because I was expecting it to not have plexiglass around the whole thing and look what is that place called? What did they call the World Trade Center? Ground Zero?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like now. Because you have to go through security.
Yeah.
And there's like all of these plexiglass.
Which also, wasn't there the last time I went.
Totally.
And like, it's because of 15 everything
years ago.
That's been happening in Paris. And,
right. And when you see it in movies, they use old B-roll of it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like expecting there to be like green space around mm-hmm. it and like this like very romantic thing, which when we saw it the next day, it was
yes.
redeemed.
Yeah.
I would much prefer seeing it from afar than seeing it up close. But you have to see it up close.
Yeah.
It is required.
It's rule.
But I was just like, oh, that's it. And mm-hmm. also it's like bigger and smaller at the same time than I thought it was going to be, which is kind of weird. But I mean, it's the Eiffel Tower. You don't go to Paris and not see the Eiffel Tower. And it was cool, but I was just like, mm-hmm. oh, this is not, it's kind of like when I went to Rome and I was like, oh, there's the Colosseum just in the middle of this city.
Yeah.
It's very like jarring.
Mm-hmm.
So but, that's Matt's favorite story. He's like, well, yeah, there are lights. Like it's in the middle of a metropolitan city. What do you mean? You didn't think there were going to be stoplights? I'm like, it is the Eiffel Tower. I thought it was like in a Central Park.
Yeah.
Like it is not, friends. It is like in the middle of an intersection.
It is. The backside of it has more of a park and stuff.
And maybe that's what it was. Is like we were on the other side
part of it to get to security.
That's true.
So it's just true. The best views of it that direction have all that stuff there.
Well, and it was nighttime, so like even though like we went across the street and like kind of walked through a park over there mm-hmm. too, like none of that was like a park to me because it was night and like
and there were people selling things as they are, and I'm telling everybody to stand in front of me and just keep walking.
Jacqueline thinks that she's protecting all of us, and then she's like, by the way, we're gonna walk through this plaza and I need you to be very close to me because when people get snatched in Paris, this is where they get snatched from.
It's true, like that's legitimately what happens, but I was like, FYI, like there we have to stay together.
Yeah, I need you to stay where I can touch you at all times. And we got through it and it was fine. We did get to see, you will see this in the photos, mm-hmm. but we did get to see the Olympic rings, and we mm-hmm. got a really cool picture of us taken where you can see the rings and the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
We also got Carrie's picture. I thought Carrie was gonna fist fight some children.
She almost did. Also, right before it was going to sparkle and we were standing in the cement thing, my mom called David, Megan called Matt, and Elijah was on his like golf trip, so I couldn't call him, or he had rehearsal, he had something going on, so I couldn't call him. So I called my dad.
Chris, did you mean to call me?
I was like, yeah, everybody else called their person and Elijah's busy, so I called you.
Look,
it's like, look, it's sparkling.
But then didn't you call your grandma, or did your mom call your grandma?
My mom called my grandma. But I was, for the second time, I think I was like, hello.
Hello, it's me again.
Everyone's calling their people and Elijah's busy, so I would like to talk to you now.
Look where I am.
But
it was cool though.
It was.
And then we made it out of the scary square.
Yes.
And don't worry, friends. We have reached. We returned again.
We did.
And then it was the time to find food.
Yeah.
Which became an issue almost every time we wanted to get food. Because Carrie was like, I mean, I can eat pizza.
Yeah.
I can eat. We're like, but do you want to eat here? Because we can eat anywhere.
Yeah. And we will eat anywhere because there's always something that like we want to try.
And we are in Paris.
Yeah. And she was not making a decision. And so I looked at her. I was like, Mom, do you want me to make this decision for you? She's like, yeah, just make it. I don't even care. I was like, fine. This is where we're going.
So I don't even remember what the name of the place we went was.
It started with a C.
I don't remember the name of any place we went. Is it this? Or is that the name, the brand of plate? Cafe Ed?
Yes, that's the place.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We did get to sit outside, which was lovely. We did see a mouse.
We did.
Which was fun.
It was just a cute little guy.
It was just a little guy.
Yeah.
He was just trying to eat. It was fine.
Yeah. We were in his space, technically.
Exactly. Exactly. We got Caesar salads.
And I also got French onion soup.
And she also got an enormous vat of French onion soup.
Because I have no chill.
These Caesar salads came with, like, these enormous pieces of chicken on them that I don't think either. I took some bites out of it because I was like, I do need some protein, and then I moved it.
Yeah.
Because also these Caesar salads were enormous. When people are like, French people don't eat is BS, because I feel like everywhere we went, they gave us so much food.
It was nuts.
But it was seriously, I think, the best Caesar salad I've ever had in my life. It was delicious. So good.
Yeah. The soup, also delicious.
Yes. I think we decided that one was the best one.
Yes.
Right?
I liked that one the best. Yes. We also all got drinks.
Yes. You got a...
I got an espresso martini.
Oh, that's right.
And it was the smoothest, creamiest, most delicious ever. It was so good.
It was so good. And I got a Bellini.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also very, very good. And it came with a raspberry. And I was like, Jacqueline, this is your drink. It is.
And then my mom got some rum thing.
Yes.
As per usual.
Yes, she does.
And then we went back to the hotel.
Yeah. We're all like, oh, we're going to get dessert. But we also, after we like found somewhere to eat, the kitchen was like closing in 10 minutes. So we ordered food. And he's like, if you want to order dessert, you should order it now. And we're all just kind of like,
no, we're okay.
We're okay. So, So we went back to the hotel and went to sleep.
Yeah. And then.
And then we woke up and did it all over again.
And did the next day.
The next day, I was like, I want to have a croissant for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to...
We went to Galleries de Lafayette.
That's right. So we headed through our neighborhood, mm-hmm. which we ended up getting very well acquainted with.
Yes.
And I will just say again that I would 100% stay at that hotel again. I would 100% love to be in that neighborhood again.
Because
I loved that neighborhood. It felt very safe. We mm-hmm. were super close to a high school.
Yeah.
We were super close to Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
We had several, like... metro stops right by several bakeries and like coffee shops and restaurants in the area. Mm-hmm. We barely ate at any of them because we were usually not in our neighborhood,
right?
But it was, I just really, really loved it a lot.
Yeah,
we stopped at Guy Fieri's.
We did.
Guy Fieri's bakery. I have a picture with the metro card
mm-hmm.
and the coffee and the pastry from Guy Fieri's. We got very well acquainted with the metro. We did mm-hmm. very well.
We did.
With the metro.
Mm-hmm.
So, booyah to people that didn't think we were going to be able to do it.
It was very... We got there.
We only had to almost fist fight a guy once.
Yeah.
And he just got very close to me, and it was mm-hmm. very weird, but then he left. Yeah, so
it was fine.
It was fine.
Did we go to Shakespeare and Company this day?
No, the next day.
It was the next day.
I had that thought, too.
Okay.
Because I know like, it was... It, no, because it was the first thing we did the next day.
Got it. Anyway.
Yes.
So we got on the metro and went to Galleries de Lafayette.
Because we were looking for Moulin Rouge outfits still.
Yes.
Even though we all packed something.
Yeah. And we all wore what we brought.
Yeah. Nobody, we all bought things. Mm-hmm. Did you end up buying clothes?
Yeah.
Did you?
No, not that day. I did the second day.
Yes, that's right. But so for those of you that don't know, because I didn't know until Carrie sent me the TikTok, mm-hmm. the Galleries de Lafayette is this like... museum of them all.
Yeah,
it is very gorgeous,
very beautiful, very fancy, like outside of my tax bracket by 17 tax brackets.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna charge us to enter it.
Yeah,
they did not.
It was
spoiler alert,
but it's very cool.
It was super fun to walk around.
Yeah, and on a couple of the floors they have like secondhand very fancy things.
That's where I bought my thing.
Yeah.
Did your mom end up buying? Yes,
she did.
She bought two, right?
She bought two things. My mom bought a lot in Paris.
She did guys. Well.
We convinced her to do a lot of things. Yes.
She got, I think she left Paris with at least three dresses. Because I think she got one at the secondhand shop the next day.
I think she got two.
Ooh.
I think we convinced her to do at least two of them.
I love that.
But she tried on several things, one of which is a polka dotted orange dress that is so my mother.
And it looks so good on
her. It does. I took a picture sneakily and I sent it to my stepdad. And I was like, FYI, I'm convincing your wife to buy this dress. Yes. He goes, great. She needs it. I was like, yeah, I know. Just letting you know. You're welcome.
I bought a yellow dress that was only like 35 euros. Mm-hmm. It was not bad at all.
Yeah.
And I also then wore it to Zoe's shower.
She did. It was like, so cute. I was
like, this is my vintage Paris dress, which is what I'm calling my secondhand dress.
Yes. Well, it was funny because you're like, people, somebody complimented you on it and you're like, oh yeah, thank you. I was like, she got it in Paris.
Yes. I was like, yeah, it's vintage. I was like, in my vintage, I mean, I got it at a secondhand shop.
It counts.
And it was Anna. And she goes, I mean, I would call that vintage.
Yeah.
So we kind of like, we walked around a little bit and we were like, this is very expensive. So then we went to the, your mom found the, I forget what the word, they have a word for it. It's not, maybe it's just resale.
Yeah.
They don't call it secondhand shop.
Right.
Which was cool that like in this very fancy mall they had this like used clothing section. Yeah. It was like a big chunk of a floor.
It was. Yeah.
I bought my dress. Your mom bought a couple dresses. Mm-hmm. We went to the bathroom.
Yes.
We have to go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah.
Everybody stopped and got drinks. Mm-hmm. You got some kind of sparkling thing. Your mom got, I think, just water. Mm-hmm. I got a water and a Madeline.
Yes.
It was delicious.
Yes.
We looked around the like specialty food shops because I was on a mad hunt for lemon curd for my mom.
She was.
Which I left Paris without, spoiler alert, because it was nowhere.
Nowhere. We tried so often.
But I did get pistachio butter for both of us.
Yes.
We saw they had a Jelly Cat Bakery. Mm-hmm. So we got to go see that.
Yeah.
They were very expensive because I was going to get Ren like a little, they had little macarons and they were like $30 a piece or like $150 for the set.
It was nuts.
Ridiculous. They were very cute.
Like the baguettes and like croissants that they have, that's what they do like at the bakery, were like $45. Yeah.
And they were not large, guys. No. They were like,
like normal, like,
yeah, maybe like 12 inches.
Yeah. It, yeah, no thank you. No, we'll not be doing.
No, but very cute and very soft.
Yes.
We did not go up to the roof.
No.
And then I think we left.
Yeah, we left and went to the outside of it.
Mm-hmm. And walked around there a little
Walked around there a little bit. And then we walked over to the Louvre.
Yes, to the Louvre. And this is when the day decided it was going to be a nice day. Because it was yucky at this point. And it's so funny to look at. I don't know how your pictures look. I don't even know if you took pictures.
I took pictures at the Louvre.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So in my pictures, like when we're at the Louvre, it looks like a yucky day. And then when I turned to be face towards the like arc, it is a beautiful blue sky, fluffy clouded day. I'm like, really? Why can't you just come over here so I can have pretty pictures with the Louvre?
Yeah.
We didn't go in the Louvre.
No.
Much to Carrie's chagrin.
This is the first time that I wanted to. Not the first time, but I wanted to punch my mother, and she knows it, and we're fine. But she just kept being so sad. I can't believe that we're here and we're not going in. And it's just so hard to be here and just not go inside.
And we're like, you can go. Woman, we'll come go back and get you.
The dang museum. Yeah. Just go. I like looked up tickets and was about to buy one for her for like the 2 o'clock entry or something. Just be like, go. Just go in the museum. She didn't.
She was like, no.
Everything was fine.
No.
We took some really cute pictures.
Yes.
Like, of her by the pyramid and then on, like, the step by the... They had, like, these blocks that you could take, like, stand on and take pictures. And we were okay.
Yeah.
But there was just moments of woman.
Yes. That was her, like, one where she was like, oh, well, I just... Well, like, like... Well, I wish I would have gotten that Mickey.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I would have went to the Louvre.
Remember how we said that she was going to do that at least one time? This is it.
This was the one.
This was the one. And I told her before we left.
Yes.
That because of our limited time, Megan and I did not want to go inside the Louvre, but that she was more than welcome to do so.
Yes.
Like, this was not a, all of a sudden, you don't get to go. This was an expectation that I had set previously. Mm-hmm. But it's okay.
Megan's other dummy alert, I thought that the Louvre was all in the big glass pyramid, which I thought was much larger than it was. No, there are like two little glass pyramids that literally just look down on the crowd waiting to go into the Louvre. And then the Louvre is like a big, enormous, like Versailles-sized building.
Yep. It's giant.
Fun fact that I did not know. So if you also thought that the Louvre was in the glass pyramid, I mean, it's technically it is, but it is much larger than that. And then we walked down the street.
Yeah. We walked towards Champs-Élysées.
Yes. I was like, we weren't actually on that though, right?
We got there. We got to the very beginning of it.
Yes.
Because we didn't get all the way to the Arc.
Right. We didn't even actually see it, did we?
Yeah, we saw it.
We did?
Yes. Because we thought...
We thought that the arc outside of the no, Jacqueline was not dumb. Jacqueline was like, that is not the arc. And Carrie and I are like, yes, it is.
Yeah, she's like, no. My mom was like, much larger. No, it's not. And then I was like, maybe it is. My mom and I were going back and forth, and Megan was like, this is not impressive.
I was like, I thought it was gonna be much bigger. Like, cars drive around, and Jacqueline's like, well, it was 15 years ago.
Yeah, like, I'm like, maybe I'm just not remembering it correctly. No.
No. It's, she's like, no, and you kept saying, no, it is in a traffic circle.
Yes, and I was like, maybe this is the traffic circle. I thought it was
technically like a little traffic around it, but not anything like is at the end of the show. Yeah.
So we're like walking through there, and we find the flame.
Yes, the torch
from the Olympics.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's really cool, and like, it's a flameless torch is how they have it.
Yes,
and there's this giant balloon thing, and we have 7,000 pictures of us there.
So many pictures of us there. And it is all electric, which is very cool. I have so many pictures at this arc that nobody even cares about.
And there was this very nice woman who took our picture.
Yes.
Because we took hers.
Yes.
And then we just kind of kept walking. Yeah. Like I said, towards Champs-Élysées. Yeah.
We saw the obelisk. Mm-hmm. Do the before Angelina's or after? I can't remember. I think it was
before.
Was it?
Yeah. Because we saw it and then we headed over because we were
it was after. Whoop. The only reason I know this because I just looked through my pictures.
I think we got to it and then and turned maybe. And came back.
Maybe. But we stopped at one point and sat in some chairs for a second and tried to like decide what we were going to do.
Yeah, because we were just wandering.
Okay, we got to get hot chocolate, even though this was the one warm day that we were there.
Yeah.
And so there was a La Durée and an Angelina's, like both of them walking distance. And we decided to go to the Angelina's.
Well, we were going to go to both because they were on the same street.
Oh, yes.
And then the La Durée was a very tiny little, tiniest little storefront that was just like a counter.
Yeah, and Angelina's was like the Angelina's where you could like go in and sit down.
Yeah.
So we waited in line at Angelina's. Mm-hmm. And then we got in and they like sat us pretty much at a table with another family. Like it was not like they were just two tables like next there, to each other. But literally at one point this boy was like in my lap.
Yeah. Like, and this girl was just staring at me. I'm like, I didn't choose to sit here. I would not have chosen this seat. We were in the center of the room. Like
it was very pretty, but it was very stuffy.
It was stuffy and overstimulating. I was so overstimulated.
I'm just going to say it was not a great experience.
No.
Everybody like hyped it up so much. And like, I don't think any of us had a good time.
No, like it was fine.
The hot chocolate was delicious.
It was delicious.
Your mom got
17 breakfasts.
She did. She got this like 3-course thing. Jacqueline and I think I got like a 3-tiered thing that came with like a baguette and definitely frozen croissants.
Yeah.
And I think that was it. And orange juice, which I gave you.
Yeah. And then I drank it and realized it had pulp in it and was like, nope, this is gross.
Yeah. You got some kind of a dessert, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it had microgreens on it.
Yeah, it did. Because that's when I had the whole story with.
Yeah.
That's when I texted them. I got. Oh, this doesn't even. I don't even have the picture of it.
Oh. Did I take a picture of it?
I don't know.
Your mom and I didn't get into a fight, but like did have a weird like interaction about moving the hot chocolate around.
Yeah.
I do not have a picture of yours. Your mom got a mocktail that was delicious. Mm-hmm. You got Kir Royale.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered that. It was delicious.
Megan, they poured the syrup in. And Megan was like, is that it? Is that all you get?
Because I thought it was like limoncello. I was like, oh, you just paid 14 euros for like a shot?
Yeah.
And then they topped it.
With the wine.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'm really glad I gave her the orange juice if that's all she gets. I was like, did you know that?
Yeah.
I was like, she was like, no, I know. I was like, okay. All right. But your mom got a thing that was good. Was it French toast?
Yeah. There was French toast.
Yeah. And it was delicious.
Because I took a bite of it and I was like, nope, that is too eggy for me.
Yeah. We had a terrible waiter who was very rude.
Yeah. He did not want us to be there.
No. Nor did we really want to be there, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Your mom was like, I'm so sorry, I have so many courses coming. I got iced tea at one point.
But I got one of the fancy desserts.
You did.
It had raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
And cream.
But it wasn't pastry cream.
No. But it was delicious.
Yeah, but I don't remember what it was.
Nope.
It was like, it was fancy.
Yeah.
I can't believe that we don't have a picture of it.
I know. Because we got it later than everything.
That's true.
But then we left there.
Yes.
And went back down into the park.
Yes.
And went to the obelisk to take pictures. Yes. I have pictures of Mom and Megan. Because they both just like sat on this little thing with the Arc de Triomphe in the background. That's when we got to it.
Yes.
So it's like in the background of this picture.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, there you go. And it was so like sunny and pretty and beautiful.
It was. It was like hot, which was nice because it was freezing for most of our trip.
And then we saw the Eiffel Tower in the daytime.
Yes, because we had to finish our TikTok.
Yeah. There was a fiasco with some bathrooms. Oh, yeah. We went into
this
ocean museum.
Carrie really had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there was like no public bathrooms anywhere. Mm-mm. Like we tried to go to the like weird porta potties that you have to pay for, and like the women's was not working, and the men's was just a urinal. And we were just like, so we looked it up, and it was like this like maritime museum. You could go in and use their bathrooms.
It was a public bathroom.
Yeah. And so we're like, okay. And so we walk in, and they're like, no, 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 no. You have to go put your bags in lockers. And we're like, we're just trying to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, regardless, you have to go put your stuff in lockers. So we put our stuff in lockers, went to go use the bathroom. This is a very nice bathroom. Yeah. This is a very cute museum.
Yeah.
And then we're like, well, we should probably walk through this museum. Mm-hmm. Thinking it's like a free museum.
Yeah.
No, 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 friends. It was like 40 euros to get in.
And we're so like, we were like,
we will not be doing that.
No, thanks. So then we went and took the rest of our pictures.
Yes, we took our daytime. And they make me so happy.
Yes, I love them.
Yes, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
We took so many. So
many, because we all had individual ones, and then we had several group ones, and different groups and things, and it was great.
Yeah,
it was a great time.
And then I think from there, we headed back.
We headed back to the hotel to get ready.
To get ready for the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
Dinner. We did dinner.
Yeah, I think it was a walking something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because I know we ate before we went. No, we did not. No, we did not. We did not eat before we went to the Moulin Rouge. We did. I'm thinking of the day, the next day, when we ate at the... Okay, we were walking. I remember we ate at that weird in the back of that like smoke shop.
Yes. That's right. But it was so good.
It was so good. Carrie and I both got like tomato basil like paninis.
Yeah. I got a croque monsieur.
Tried to get frites. No frites.
No frites. Not allowed. Not allowed. Can't do it.
I got like the best mojito of my life. Yes. Did you get one too? Yeah, it was delicious.
Hole in the wall, like quite literally a hole in the wall.
Yeah, we thought like we were walking up to like get grab and go like sandwiches.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, no, 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 come sit back here.
Yeah.
We have real food. And we're like, oh, okay.
All right.
So yeah. And then we went back.
And then we went back.
And we got ready.
That was on our way back.
Yes.
From, I think.
Yes, because we walked somewhere. Back from the Eiffel Tower. We're like, we could just walk. Remember, we walked across that big bridge and past the Cartier Leopard.
Uh-huh.
Because it was going to be faster to walk. It was a 20-minute walk, or it was going to be like 30 minutes because we had to like change trains a bunch.
Yeah.
So we're like, we'll just walk. And then we got to see more of the city.
Yeah.
We got to see the Seine and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then we got ready for the Moulin Rouge. Nobody panicked.
Nobody
panicked. Everybody put on their outfits and we're very happy with them.
Yeah. Like first try.
Everybody's makeup worked.
Uh-huh.
Your mom gave me lipstick. I needed red lipstick.
Yeah.
She gave it to me. It looked good.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Sister of the Traveling lipstick because it looked good on both of us, but looked totally different.
Yeah.
On both of us.
I did not put it on because I had my own red lipstick.
You did.
Because I am very particular about my red lipstick, and I know that my mom's doesn't look good on me.
That's fair. And then we walked to the train.
Yeah.
Because we were so sure. We're like, we're going to take a Uber.
Uh-huh.
We did not. And then we were like, we're going to take an Uber back from the Moulin Rouge. We did not.
No.
Or a Bolt. Did we maybe take a Bolt back?
I think we took one back.
I think we did, too.
Yeah. No, we didn't. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. And then the next night, we walked and got on the tube.
Yes.
Not the tube. The metro. I'm going to call it the tube because that's what they call it in London. So we took the train, mm-hmm. and then we got off, and it was like a 10-minute walk, I think, from the station yeah. to the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
I was expecting Montmartre to be a lot more Amsterdam-y
yeah.
than it was.
Which, there are parts that were, which we found out the next night.
Well, and even, like, when you get yeah. right in front of the Moulin Rouge, there's a couple sex shops, and there is a strip club right next door.
Yeah. Which my mom was, like, all ready to go to.
Yeah. She was like, well, because we were early. We were, like, mm-hmm. an hour early.
Because, you guys. Oh, yeah,
because we thought we could get in 45 minutes before we could.
No.
Oh, no?
The show started at 11:30. Uh-huh. However, from the beginning of time, I told everybody that it started at 11.
Ah. And we were there at,
and
like.
And then we were there. And I was like, let's see when we can get in. And I was like, you guys, I'm so sorry, but it doesn't start till 11:30.
And we were there at, like, 10.
So, like, and nobody was lined up yet.
Yeah, there was like a couple in yeah. front of us. So we
took some pictures.
Took some more pictures with the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
And then we're like, well, we'll just might go as well. Get in line. Because you're going to try to go to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wouldn't let us. It was closed for the night.
Yeah.
It's okay. Spoiler alert, which I drew it again the next day, and it was still closed for the night. Yeah. So we did not get to have a drink at the Windmill.
No. Which is really dumb.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes. I forgot that the Moulin Rouge had caught on fire.
Yes.
And so it does not look like the Moulin Rouge anymore. Correct. Well, the outside of it. The inside yeah. of it is still gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But the outside looks kind of like a Broadway theater now.
Yeah.
It doesn't look bad.
Right.
But it's not that, like.
It's not what you, like, had expected.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The, like, classic architecture yeah. that.
It's it there. It's just updated.
Before. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the inside of it is red. Mm-hmm. And the inside of it is gorgeous.
Yes.
So we got in,
mm-hmm.
they put us in line, and then they put us in this weird line, and we're like, what do you mean these girls that were behind uh-huh. us are now in front of us?
Yeah.
What happened? Because we made friends with girls in line.
Uh-huh.
One of them, I swear to God, could have been Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, it was nuts.
She looked like her. She sounded like her.
Yeah.
Like, she was a flight attendant that, like, had just moved to.
No, her friend was the flight attendant.
Oh, no. And she had just moved to somewhere.
Berlin.
No. She was in France. I think it was Nice. She had moved somewhere in France, but she Bordeaux. Didn't live. Bordeaux. That's what it was.
I was like, it's definitely a B.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And she just had her friend come
yeah.
to France, and they just went to Paris.
It was must great. Be nice. Because mm-hmm. her friend flies for free.
Yeah.
And then we got in.
Mm-hmm.
The tables were how I had seen them. I was telling Jacqueline, I was like, I have seen these tables, and they're like, they weren't as large as I thought they were, but it's like, they yeah. are like cafeteria tables. Jacqueline and Kira are like, no, they're cafe tables, because yeah. the last time they had come, they were cafe tables.
Yeah.
Well, A, we did not get to pick our seats.
No.
They 100% assigned them.
Mm-hmm.
And B, we were at like a rectangle table that mm-hmm. sat six people, mm-hmm. three and three, in a single file line.
Yeah. And the three people across from us
were Italian.
Italian and a very little bit of English.
Yeah. They definitely didn't speak French, which was even better.
Yeah. So we're like half communicating.
Yeah.
And then we watched the show.
Jacqueline and I drank a whole bottle of champagne.
We did.
I spilled some of it on me.
My mom asked for a beer and they only gave her a Heineken.
Yeah.
She was not happy.
Yeah. I think that's the, like, the included beer. I don't think yeah. you get to pick. So she got a rum and coke or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rum
and pineapple juice.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we watched the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the first act of the show, mm-hmm. or the first scene of the show, was a trip.
Yeah.
They come out in these iridescent outfits.
It's great.
None of them knew the choreography.
No.
I was like, oh, no. I mean, we're in the Moulin Rouge. It's cool. But...
yikes,
what is yeah. happening? So they do this very weird choreography,
mm-hmm.
they all leave, and then the real show starts.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome. Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure only one girl was actually singing and everybody else was lip syncing. Yeah. But it's fine.
100%.
Not as many boobs as I thought.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you have to like earn to show your boobs.
Yeah.
That's what I've decided.
Yeah.
Because like it was always like the soloist.
Uh-huh.
So but it was cool. The costumes are awesome. Mm-hmm. The sets are awesome. I have no idea what was happening in the story at all, because it was all in French.
Yeah. It was kind of like, it's hard to explain, but there's a girl, it's a love story, And there's this girl, and she like kind of liked this guy. He liked her. And then there's this witch, not witch. There's like this sorcerer person that put a spell on her so they would fall in like love, but then she would be controlling the girl. And
I missed all of that. I'm like there were pirates at some point.
Yeah, he's a prince, but he's also like a pirate captain or whatever. Yeah. So they have the whole pirate. That was
just the first act, because then they came out and there was like they were in like the circus.
Yeah,
and then they came out and they did the can-can, which is just spectacular, of course. Yes. And then they came out and they were in like the 20s America. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was weird. There was a drunk girl. She was my favorite part.
I loved her.
It was crazy. They were on trapezes at one point. Mm-hmm. And I was, Jacqueline and I are like, oh, they're holding a microphone. No, they're definitely holding flashlights under their faces so you can see them.
Because it was like all dark and they were singing this love duet. And
yes.
All, yeah.
It was awesome. And we were drinking champagne.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and we had eaten dinner. I'm like, we hadn't eaten dinner at this point, but we had.
We did.
We did. We did not buy anything.
No.
That's not true. I bought the program.
Yeah.
But we were not impressed with the merch.
Their merch stuff was not good this time.
We were very sure. Everybody was like, oh, I'm saving my money because I'm going to buy something at the Moulin Rouge. Nobody bought anything.
No. Was not great.
We thought about buying glitter.
We did. Because it was biodegradable glitter, and I really wanted to just be like, yeah, I got this glitter at the Moulin Rouge. But I didn't want to pay like 20-something euro for it. It's like, I can buy glitter on Amazon for much cheaper and just tell people it's from the Moulin Rouge, and they'd have no idea.
But yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I would totally go back.
Mm-hmm.
I will not cry this time.
Yeah. It's all right.
The bathrooms were really cool. I keep showing everybody pictures of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I took an awesome mirror selfie in the bathroom.
Yeah, she did. It was great.
And I took a picture of the floor because they have little windmills on the tile in the floor.
It's very cute.
It was amazing. But then we went back and we slept. You guys, every night we just like hit that bed.
Yeah.
Also, I got my own bed. I don't know if we said this, but I got my own bed in Paris.
Megan got her own bed.
I was in this little alcove.
And technically, Mom and I also got our own beds.
Yes, they were just next to each other.
We had two single beds that were like butted up right next to each other. So,
did you have your own blankets?
Yeah.
Ah, nice. So, everybody got their own bed. That is nice then.
Sometimes when they have those rooms, they separate the two beds, and sometimes they're together. It just depends.
I'm glad they were together for space.
Yeah.
For you guys. And then the next day...
The next day, we went to Shakespeare and Company.
We went to Shakespeare and Company.
And we had also, like, decided that we were going to sleep in a little bit each day.
Yes. Especially after going to the Moulin Rouge, because I don't think we were home until after midnight.
No, it was, like, almost 2 o'clock.
Yeah. And we went to, on our way to Shakespeare and Company, we stopped at a market. We got to go to a market. That was really fun.
It was. I enjoyed it.
And we... I bought a dress for Ren. I didn't think anybody else bought anything.
No, I almost bought cheese.
Yes, we went to the cheese store. Almost bought cheese. Almost bought butter. Mm-hmm. Nobody bought either.
Nope.
And then we went and waited in line at what I'm pretty sure was like the Zagat Guide's like number one croissants.
Yeah.
In France.
Yeah. It's Maison d'Isabelle.
Yeah.
And it was incredible.
There's just a photo of me eating this croissant. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. And they were not expensive.
And I got a ham or a bacon and cheese croissant tart thing. Oh my gosh. It was the most delicious thing I've ever eaten in my life.
It was so good. Do we get coffee there? I can't remember.
No, they didn't have coffee.
Mm. That's right. Because we got coffee after Shakespeare and Company. And then we walked to Shakespeare and Company.
Yeah.
Because it was also in our neighborhood.
It was. It was close.
I was like the third time where I was like a dumb idiot because I was like not expecting there to be a line.
Yeah.
At Shakespeare and Company. We got there and there was a line. Yeah. And we were there like early. Like it was.
It was 11.
Oh, it was 15. 11. It wasn't as early as I thought it was. Mm-mm. But they only let so many people in the store at a time.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be more.
Like the second floor.
No. Oh. No, the second floor really surprised me.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be more like a Barnes & Noble.
Oh, okay.
Like, just like a bookstore. Like, I knew it was historic, but I didn't know it still like had all the like tiny little rooms. Gotcha. And so I was it was very romantic to me. I was just like, I want to be here. We were in that store for I think at least an hour.
Yeah, we were in there for a long time.
Yeah, and it was just, it was so fun because they had just like all these like little pockets of rooms. But here's the thing, friends, Shakespeare and Company is the English bookstore in Paris, and we were all looking for French books.
Yeah, which they had some.
They did. They had like a little chunk in the front, and then they had like little like pockets throughout. But it was mostly English books. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I did buy my French Peter Pan there. Mm-hmm. I bought a copy of Alice in Wonderland.
Yes,
I bought my mom a book. And about Ren a book.
Yeah.
You didn't end up buying anything,
right? I didn't buy anything because the only thing that I had said that I was going to buy was Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
And they didn't have it in French. And I was like, I am not going to buy a book in English to lug back home that I can buy at Barnes & Noble.
Right.
I had like told myself that. Yes. That's what my rule was. Like, if I'm going to buy a book, I'm going to buy it in French.
I should have bought it for her, guys, because they stamped all the books.
Because, yeah. But my mom got... That's when she, I think, got Count of Monte Cristo.
Yes.
She's been looking for that book forever in French. And then we went to the cafe.
Yes, we went to the cafe that was next door. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit before we leave about the upstairs.
Oh,
they had this like reading room upstairs that you were not supposed to take photos in. And so I was very good and I didn't, but a bunch of other people did while I was out there. And I was like, I should just take the picture. But it was just very like cool. Mm-hmm. I just really liked it.
Yeah.
It was very like, that's the like Paris that I like, that and Montmartre were like, that's the Paris that like I was like hoping for.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then we went to the cafe, which is right next door. What did you get?
I think I got a mocha.
You did get a mocha. I think I got a cappuccino. Mm-hmm. Your mom ended up with two drinks.
Yeah, she...
On accident.
It was a whole thing. They had this special with, like, ginger lemonade.
Yeah.
And, like, a hot chocolate. And she thought it was one thing. It was not.
Yeah. Did she get hot chocolate or did she get, like, a golden... I thought she got, like, a golden milk.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's like warm spices milk or something like that.
It was weird.
Yeah.
I was not.
But we sat outside and drank our stuff, even though it was very blustery.
It was very windy. Yeah.
And then we headed to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Oops. And that was, I mean.
Yeah.
That line was nothing. For it being like, what day was it?
It was a Tuesday.
Was it? Yes, it was. It was a Tuesday. We got there as Mass was happening, so we got to see Mass, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. I swear, you guys, we were in line for 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was not bad at all.
Let's see. We took pictures outside. I took a picture outside at 12:27, and my first inside picture is 12:37.
Yeah, exactly. So 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And we didn't pay for the tour either. Like, we waited in line and got in that quickly.
So. Yeah.
It's beautiful. A lot of people have asked me, are they done with the construction? They're very close. So there's like not scaffolding up anywhere, but there's still construction equipment outside, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there's some scaffolding in the back.
Yeah.
But like from the front, like looking at it where you go in and all of that, there's not scaffolding there anymore, which is good.
I did not realize that there were two, like there were like twin stained glass.
Yes.
So that was cool to see when we got in the inside. It's massive. It's so big.
And beautiful.
And, like, we saw two churches that day, and they were just so different from each other. Like, this one is way more, like, almost, like, modern architecture.
Yeah.
Whereas Sacré-Cœur, which we saw later, was very, like, ancient feeling.
Yeah. And we did get to see two church services.
We did. We happened to... I took videos of both from my grandma. We were there for, like, communion of both of them, oddly enough.
Yeah.
But we lost Carrie. I mean, we found her. Don't worry, David. Yeah, we found her.
We did.
But like they were like ushering you around the like you of the church. They didn't want you to like go into the like service. And so we lost her somewhere between. Honestly, we lost everybody.
I was gonna say all three of us got separated, and then I got out.
Yeah.
And then you got out.
And I found you. I was like, where are you? You're like, I'm on some steps. And I'm like, which steps?
Like, just walk straight out.
Yeah. And then I have our babushka picture.
Yeah. Because
we both started sprinkling. Yeah. And so we had, like, scars over our heads. Because we had covered our shoulders to go in.
And then mom finally came out. And then we went book shopping.
Yes. Because then I was like, okay, now I would very much like to, we just kind of went shopping. Mm-hmm. I knew at that point that I wanted to go back to the comic book store. We didn't even talk about mm-hmm. that we went yes. to the comic book store in the first night that we were there. And I wanted to get Matt. I had seen this really cool David Bowie
yeah.
comic, which I thought was French and English. It's not. It's definitely just French.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
And you got...
I got Elijah the Penguin.
Yeah.
Book. Batman in French. Because I wasn't going to buy him anything in English again. No. I'm like, this we're in France. Stupid. My mom got something.
I got a Vision and Wanda comic for Charlie. Mm-hmm. I really wanted it to be in French, but all their trades were in English.
Yeah.
But it was literally a euro. I was like, it's still cool. It's still from yeah. Paris. Like,
my mom did get Lorcana cards.
Yes. She bought those the first night.
Yeah. Well, and she got
did more. She get more? Oh, yeah. She ended up buying the big yes. set that day. That's right. We're like, yeah. get it.
My mom bought a lot, you guys.
She did.
I'm proud of her.
She did well.
And then we went to another bookstore.
Yes, and then we wandered, and I was like, can we just go in mm-hmm. here? And it was a real French bookstore, so everything yeah. was in French, which was fun.
Yes.
I bought a Cinderella book.
Uh-huh.
I asked the girl, because I really uh-huh. wanted a copy of Madeleine in French, mm-hmm. so I got that. I think I bought another thing. But I don't remember. I know you bought.
I got my Gatsby, you guys. Yes. And.
The best thing ever.
The most beautiful book that has ever existed, ever.
Yes.
There was like this whole Disney section, and I was trying to decide which Aristocat mm-hmm. book I wanted. And then Megan's like, how about this one?
It was so and it's good.
Not like the Aristocats. It's the story of Marie in Paris, yes. just being, and like the other cats are there and everything. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's
another book that is like sitting out, and somebody asked if they could move it, and I said absolutely not.
Just don't you even look at it.
Does not exist.
This is a display yeah. piece only.
It is so pretty, and it's big. Like, it's a yeah. tall book.
It is. You guys, I bought a Phantom Manor book. I came home with so many books. I'm surprised my suitcase was not overweight. Yeah. I also bought postcards.
Yes,
when I was there, that's the other thing I bought.
Yeah.
And then what did we do? Oh, and then we went back and put some stuff down.
Yes.
And then we went to the outside, because we didn't talk about yes. on the Moulin Rouge day, we went to the mall.
Yeah, which was, it's just the above part of yeah. Galerie de Lafayette when we walked around.
No. The normal person mall when you went to Zara. Oh, and
yes.
Yes. I don't remember what that neighborhood is called.
No, I forgot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, but it's a regular mm-hmm. like affordable store yeah. mall. And we did something. We went there for something.
Well,
and then we ended up going to the very cute cafe with the flowers, the Fisherman Cafe.
Yes, but before that, we went to the Kilo store.
Yes, that's right.
Where everything was priced by weight, and it yes. was a secondhand store, and it was a great time.
It was. We had a lot of fun in there.
Yeah. This is where Mom bought more dresses.
Yes.
I bought a like big oversized like corduroy shirt mm-hmm. and a leather skirt mm-hmm. and sunglasses, because my sunglasses broke.
Oh yeah, we haven't even talked about that your sunglasses broke in Disneyland Paris. She yeah. like literally did not have sunglasses for the second day of Disneyland Paris and like most of Paris.
Yeah, but I got fancy French sunglasses.
She did. I also bought sunglasses. I bought heart tortoise mm-hmm. tortoise shell heart sunglasses, yes. and they're amazing. And then I bought a purse.
Yes,
which I am carrying. Literally, I was carrying it the other day, and Jacqueline's like, where did you get that?
Is this new?
It's with you. It's, you're right.
I forgot.
Yeah. And then we went to the Walgreens place. And you were like, we have to go to this place.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's beans with an M. Your mom has the tote.
I know she does. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a, like a grocery store, pretty yeah. much. And we got drinks. Mm-hmm. And then we went.
Yes, then we went to the flower cafe.
To the
outdoor
place.
Yes. It was raining.
Yes. Ugh, it rained the whole time
yeah.
we were in Paris. The Le Bon Pêcheur.
Yes, the good fisherman.
Yes. It was so cute, you guys. Mm-hmm. We had seen it the day before.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
oh. No, that was the Petit Chien.
Oh, that's right.
Or the Smoking Dog.
The Smoking Duck.
Dog.
I thought it was a
it was dog.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh. And they didn't have the greatest food.
Yes.
Like, options.
Yes.
So then we went to this other place yes. instead.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was like a boat.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't a boat. It was a
yeah.
cafe. But it was, like, themed like a boat. Mm-hmm. And there were all these beautiful flowers.
Yeah.
And I was literally trying to take a picture of myself with the beautiful flowers, and there's just a man.
Yeah. Behind me. This man was just like staring at us staring for a us. While.
It's like, it's fine. I finally got French onion soup. Well, yes. Onion soup.
Yeah. I also got soup. Mom got pizza.
She got pizza. We got drinks.
Uh-huh.
I got, it was called something for sexy fish. Or something like that. Cause I was like, I literally ordered it because it was called sexy fish.
I got the sexy fish. Yeah. I just got an Aperol spritz.
Yeah.
And mom got something.
Something with rum in it.
Yeah.
Our food was very good.
It was.
Not as good as the onion soup from the night before. Correct. But it was like, seriously, you guys, it was all cheese and bread.
Uh-huh.
The way that onion soup should be.
Yeah. Right.
Literally by the end of it, Jacqueline and I were like, well, I'm just going to eat the bread. I'm like, I couldn't even eat all of the bread. Yeah. It was just so much. And then.
And then I decided to do the thing that I do, which. So. I kept telling my mom that, like, we had been in this area before, like, when we were there before, and I was pretty sure that one of these places where I got my ears double pierced mm-hmm. last time that I was there, and we're, like, talking, and I was like, maybe I should go get a tattoo at that place, and so then I did.
No.
So, I have a tattoo in French, and while I was doing that, my mom went and got her ears pierced.
She did. I was the only one that left France the way I came.
Yeah. But it was just a very, like, relatively impulsive decision. I was like, I'm just going to go get this tattoo, and that's going to be my souvenir. Like, I tell people, I didn't buy a whole lot when I was in France.
Nope.
But I did permanently alter my body.
Yes. She really didn't buy a lot.
But, I mean, for me, it makes sense.
Yeah. And it's cool.
Yeah. And then...
You're going to tell people what it says?
It says to the stars in French. It's just... I can't say it because the jusqu'aux étoiles. Yeah. I can't say it quickly. Mm-hmm. But it's to the stars in French because I love the stars.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It's my favorite.
We are moon and stars people.
Yes. And I have it on the same side that Megan and I have our tattoo because we have the moon tattoo.
There's space. Yes. I'm on the wrong arm because that's your arm.
Yes.
Because Jen and I don't have them on the same arm so they can be next to each other.
Yeah. But yeah, and then mom got her ears pierced. Yes. And then we went into some kitchen stores.
Yes, I bought earrings.
Yes.
And then we went to some kitchen stores. And then we ended up at like a food mart. And I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to buy this pistachio butter instead. So I bought that.
And we bought some cookies and some other snacks that we were going to take on the plane.
Yeah.
Still haven't eaten any of that, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
My mom has it.
Oh, yeah. And then we went
on
back.
A river
cruise. Did we go back and drop stuff? Or did we take it with us?
I think we took it with us.
Okay. No, we didn't. We went back because I had to get your purple sweater.
Yes. Yes, we did go back.
Yes.
And
then we went on a river cruise.
Yeah.
And it was really fun.
It was.
It was very cold, but it was very fun.
Yeah.
We got a drink included.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a champagne and a rosé.
Yes.
And I was like, you try them and tell me which one that you want, knowing that I wanted the rosé. And she's like, I kind of want the champagne. I was like, good, because I kind of want the rosé.
Yeah.
I was like, well, we have to have rosé in France. Yeah. So we'd had champagne already. It was cool, though. Like, we just sat on the upper deck. The
music cruise, so it would play music while we were going and not just, like, somebody, like, talking at us. And we just went down the Seine and then turned around and came back.
And saw all the, like gargoyle-y things and...
Yeah.
Saw the Eiffel Tower again. We're just like, hey, girl, you're back.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It was like 45 minutes.
Almost an hour, yeah.
Almost an hour, yeah.
Yeah.
Went down and turned around. And we saw the people doing the, like, Irish jig dancing.
Yes.
That was fun. And just really just enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Just enjoyed being on the...
It was a good time.
And that was, like, the one thing that we were like, we're going to do this. We're going to do the river cruise. And then what did we do after that? Oh, and then we went to Montmartre.
Yeah.
Because we kept being like, soccer court closes at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
We have until 10 o'clock. Until
10. Yeah. So then we did. We took a bolt up there.
Yep.
And Megan got lucky and didn't have to go up.
Didn't have to do any of the steps.
All she had to do was the steps to go like up into the church.
Which is like 10.
Yeah. So.
So I did not earn my stripes. But I did get to go in and it is gorgeous.
It's so pretty.
Also, I thought the security guard was not going to let me in. It was like telling me in French to smile, I think.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what he was saying to me. Yeah.
And, I was like, he's just telling you to smile.
I was like, oh, okay, sorry.
He was trying to be like funny and stuff. And Megan was just like,
I was like, can I go in? I'm sorry. I just want to go in. I was like, do I need to pay?
Yeah.
But yeah, we saw our second mass of the day. It was very cool.
Yeah.
It was cool to be there at night.
Yeah.
You
kind of get to be on top of the hill and see Paris.
Yeah.
And then we did not walk
around Montmartre.
Around Montmartre.
At 11 o'clock at night.
We didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
We didn't go into a souvenir several souvenir shops because Carrie needed something.
A scarf.
Yes.
She needed a scarf.
Yes, that's right.
She needed an orange scarf.
Yeah, yeah, she got an orange one that had Eiffel Towers on it.
Yes.
And then we just like wandered around a little bit and just like, mm-hmm. and I was like, this is what I thought that Paris was going to look like. Cause it was all the like crooked streets and windy cobblestone paths and beautiful. And we ate at La Boheme.
It was, it was just this random like cafe. We had outdoor seats. I had a French coffee.
Which was Maker's Mark, right? That's what made it French. We were trying to figure out, I was like, what makes it French? And he's like, Maker's Mark. We're like, love it.
Instead of an Irish coffee.
Yeah.
Did
you get food? Oh, yes. You got cheesecake.
I got cheesecake.
Yeah.
Megan got creme brulee.
I got creme brulee.
And a crepe.
And the waiter 100% judged me for it.
He did.
And I was like, I couldn't make up my mind.
In a funny way.
Yeah.
My mom got potatoes.
Oh, my God. They were the best potatoes I've ever had in my life.
Good. So, so good.
I feel like she got a dessert, too, though.
She did. She got...
Oh, profiteroles with ice cream on them.
Mm-hmm. She did.
That's right. And then we talked to the like owner of the restaurant for a while. He was so cool.
He was very cool. He was telling us about how he had like come to America and was like, your chocolate sucks.
Yes. He's like, it's chemicals. We know.
It's awful. Yeah. He like turned down the music outside so that we could talk.
Yeah. He's like, it's very loud out here.
Yeah. It was such a good time.
He was very sweet and very cute. And literally like as we're leaving, he's over in like the other part of the restaurant. Like there was a whole other outdoor seating that we didn't see. He's like, bye girls. We're like, bye.
It was just incredible.
The perfect last meal.
Yeah.
Like I was really happy. Like even though like I didn't love the crepe, the freaking caramel on it was delicious. So and the creme brulee was fine. It was a little eggy. But it was like the things that I was like, I cannot leave France without having these things. And then we did not walk back through Montmartre past the Moulin Rouge. Well, we did go to the Moulin Rouge because we were still trying to get a drink behind the goddamn
window.
But we
did not walk there.
But we did not walk there and get scared several times because they were
very
like
dark streets
and dogs and
random people
just being weird. And then find these two other girls and just walk by them because they seemed like they knew what was going on.
And they were also just like, oh, look, there's a person. And we just kind of all stuck together. And that did not happen.
No, no. We did get to go into the like actual gift shop of the Moulin Rouge because there's like a little like gift shop inside. But then there's one next door.
Mm-hmm.
Still didn't buy anything.
Yeah, still didn't buy anything. And then the lady was like, the bar is closed.
We missed it by like 10 minutes, you guys. No, it was frustrating.
It was closing in a half an hour.
That's what it was.
And
but
they
wouldn't
said
let
that
us
the doors
in
were
anymore.
Closed. I'm like, that's bogus.
Yeah,
and I bet if
was.
We had gone and asked, we could have.
I think so too. Especially because we could be like, we had tickets the night before. Like, we are patrons.
Yeah.
And then we did not walk back and get on the tube for the metro.
Yeah.
And then walk back to our hotel. And then we packed.
And then the next day we had the worst experience at an airport that I've ever had in my entire life.
Worst experience. Jacqueline filled out the survey. We'll get there. So we pre-scheduled our bowl, right?
Yes.
We made sure to get a bigger one.
I did get an Uber this time
because we were worried about getting all of our luggage in. It was fine. We made it to the airport with so much time.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Thank God.
We waited in line. We were like at the like Air France counter
before it was even open.
Like we were the second in line for the US line.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
So then we get up there and this man is awful and has no idea what he's doing. And he's like checking us in and he's like, you don't have the right thing. Yes, I do.
He's like, your bag is too big.
And then he told me that my bag was too big and I couldn't have two of them. I was like, no, it very like clearly states that I can have two. Like I showed him my ticket. He's like, no, you can only have one. So he checked my carry-on and I was like, cool, I'm going to take this personal item. He's like, that one's also too big. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, it is not. No. I will put it in this thing over here and show you that it's not. And he was like, no, you have to go pay extra and blah, 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 blah. So we got mom's stuff and Megan's stuff checked in. And he was also talking to the woman next to me or next to him in French about me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to smack him across the face. I was so angry. I was livid.
So we walk all the way across the airport.
All the way across the airport. To
some random line.
Yeah, hoping.
Air that, Turkish for some reason.
That my bag is, I get to pay for it or whatever. And this girl has not started working yet. And she just comes out and she's doing her hair and checking her face in her camera, making sure her makeup. And
she has like notes. So she's like new.
Yeah. And I'm like, hello. So then she's like, well, he's telling you to pay a lot more than you're supposed to. So I'm going to charge you this much and write it on this receipt. Mm-hmm. Like, great. He's going to yell at me when I get back down there. But all right.
Yep.
Then I go back down there and he hands this. He's like, you didn't pay enough. And I said, she told me exactly how much to pay. So then he goes back over and takes it to his supervisor. Yep.
Well, first of all, he's like, when you come back, you can jump the line.
Yeah.
And then they just kept moving Jacqueline around. Yeah,
they put me into 17 different lines. And I was like, just get me to a new person because I don't want to talk to this man anymore. Yeah. No. And then he was like, yeah, okay, we'll like take it and you paid and blah, blah, blah. So then we go and walk to our gate.
First of all, you need your passport in Paris every 15 feet.
Yeah.
Literally, you're like scanning it. You're showing it to people. You need it to buy things.
Yeah.
I've never needed my passport so much in an airport.
It was nuts. Mom and Megan went to Lotterie again.
Yeah. I got macarons. I had to go back and get my passport because you need your passport to buy them.
And I sat there because I was livid.
Yeah. It's okay because then they came up to her.
Then this woman comes up to me and she's like, we're doing surveys. And just like, I have to ask you, I'm like, FYI, I've had a horrible experience. So my survey will be mean.
She's like,
that's fine. Yeah. Great. Fill this out. Yeah. And I did. And I was not very nice.
No. Well, the other thing was, is they were supposed to gate check our carry-ons because I did not want to carry my carry-on bag in Dublin because it was heavy and broken.
Right.
And so we get to the counter, like when the girl shows up and Carrie and I take our bags with her and she goes, no, you were supposed to leave them downstairs like and check them there. I'm like, that is not what gate check means.
Yeah. And also we asked that man
and he said to take them with us.
I hate that man. I hope he gets fired.
Oh, it was so bad.
It's awful.
So anyways, so we bought lottery and water and
then we got on the plane.
And everybody was pissed.
Everybody was so angry. And then...
Oh, no, wait. This was Aer Lingus. This was Aer Lingus, not Air France.
Correct. It was Aer Lingus, but Aer Lingus wasn't the problem.
France
Airport was the problem. Charles de Gaulle was the problem.
A little bit when we got to Dublin, too.
Yeah, we'll that man was cranky.
Yes. So, we got off the plane. Or we got on the plane. It was fine.
Yeah. It was like a two-hour flight to Dublin, if that.
I slept. Did you sleep? Yeah. I slept.
I don't know what I did.
It was like a domestic flight. And we're on this plane that has nothing on it. They gave us nothing. No drinks, nothing. No anything. I was like, oh my God, this international flight is going to be terrible.
Plot twist, it was not.
No, plot twist, it was great.
So then we get off the plane in Dublin.
And we're trying to figure out how to gate check these bags. So your mom is like, let's go to security or let's go to bag services. And, and then that was an argument. We needed to go to the bathroom. So then we tried to send Jacqueline ahead because she just got her backpack. And she gets to the point and she's like, I can't come back in if I go past here.
And so I just kept going. I was like, bye.
Yeah. So I was like, no, it's fine. We have to get out of customs anyways because we're trying to go to the arrivals or to the departures.
Guys, you don't even have to go through customs.
No, there's no customs in Ireland. There is. It is a counter.
It is. And this guy was like, what are you going to do? We're going to get a beer. He's like, okay, don't get stuck at the pub.
Yeah.
Great. We won't. Bye.
So we make it to the departures and the guy is like, no, you have to check this at the gate. Yeah. We're like, no, no, no. They told us we have to check in. So well, you need to have checked in Paris.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you cannot put this on the plane? So it's fine. So Carrie and I just carried all of our shit.
Yeah.
So then we get, was it a bolt?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we get another bolt.
Because we want to go to the Guinness factory.
Yes.
And this man
almost killed us.
He almost killed. He was very fun. He's like, I'm going to go the fastest way that I know how. Okay.
He's like giving us all these tips for all these things that we should do in the like 3 hours that we're in Dublin.
And we're like, sir, we're going drinking a beer and leaving. Yes. And so then we get to the Guinness storehouse.
Yes. Well, there were no tours left.
No, there were no tours left because I didn't want to buy it ahead of time because I didn't know how long it was going to take us to get anywhere.
I don't think we would have had time to do it.
We would not have had time. Well, we would have had time, but we would not have been able to eat anything.
Or drink it. Or drink, like, we would have been drinking samples, but no, like, full beer, probably.
Yeah, you get one at the beginning.
Oh, you do? Yeah. I figured you got it at the end.
Yeah.
Also, the freaking Guinness factory tour, number one tourist attraction in Europe.
Yeah.
You guys, in Europe. Yeah. Not just in Dublin, in Europe.
In Europe.
There are like signs everywhere that are like, this is the number one tourist attraction in Europe. You need to book this early. We're like, we did not know how much time we were going to have.
Yeah. And I, like, that morning, there were still tickets available. Right. But I didn't want to book them just in case.
Well, and after the drama we'd had, we would not have made it. We would not, like, just knowing our luck, something if we would have bought the $90 tickets, we would not have made the tour.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Because we went to...
Well, we went and we took pictures.
Yes, we did do that.
And then we went to one of the oldest...
Herons?
Pubs.
Harold's. Began with an H.
Yeah, began with an H. And we lug all of our stuff up the stairs to this tiny little... These tiny little steps. And they were like, it's going to be like a 20, 30 minute wait. And we're like, that's fine.
I was like, nope, it's fine. Put us on the list. We're going to go drink a beer.
So then we went back down... And we sat in the corner.
Harkins.
And we all had a Guinness.
And it was delicious.
It was amazing.
Jacqueline did not split the G.
No, I didn't try to.
No, I know. I was saying, you did not split the G.
I didn't even try. It was like, nope, now is not the time because I was hungry. And we were like, something terrible would happen.
I don't even think I drank my whole Guinness. I think I finished it.
Yeah.
I was like, I drank it. But yeah, I didn't drink all of it.
She drank most of it. Yeah.
But and Mickey then, drank some too.
Yeah, Mickey also did. And then we got food upstairs.
Yes, we got to carry all of our luggage upstairs. They put us at the table right next to the door. I was pretty sure every time somebody walked in, they ran into Jacqueline's chair.
Yeah.
But the food was delicious.
It was so good. I got bangers and mash. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
It was delicious. I got like
you got a sandwich, right?
The like ham and Dubliner cheese sandwich and then tomato soup. And then we got these like loaded cheese fries that have like this like Parmesan ranch on them and then the Dubliner cheese, which was kind of spicy on the fries but not on the sandwich.
Yeah.
And then your mom's order got messed up
because
she got cheese bread
which soup. Was so good soup and
she was supposed to get mashed potatoes but ended up with french fries
and then she told them that she was supposed to get mashed potatoes. They said, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. And they gave her the mashed potatoes and she took them on the plane with her.
Don't worry, they will come back.
And then my mom drank, I think, two more Guinness.
She at least drank one more.
Yeah.
She was like, I am in Ireland. I will be drinking Guinness.
I was like, go for it. I don't care.
And also, a woman could barely drink the whole trip because she can't have anything.
Yeah.
So.
And then it started pouring again.
Yes, of course it did.
And we got into another very fun bolt.
This man, I loved him so much. He did not almost kill us.
No. He was talking to us and having a great time. Yes.
And we're just like, sir, he's like, you guys are not going to make this flight. I'm like, yes, we are. We are going to make the flight. We got plenty of time.
He kept telling us we weren't going to make it. I'm like, can you just go?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys, this man that we had on the way there, this Asian man who had been in Dublin, I think, for like 20 years. He said he looked like he was 17.
Yeah.
And his space car
and
literally almost killed us. You guys have no idea. Like, he almost rear-ended someone.
Yeah.
They, like, his space car stopped him. He did not stop him. His space car stopped him. It was so scary.
Yeah. Did not love it.
I just looked at Jacqueline. I'm like, why are all the rideshare people trying to kill us?
And then this next guy, when we were on our way back to the airport, his car wouldn't go until we all had our seatbelts on.
That's true.
It was a whole thing. But we did. We made it back.
It was plenty of time.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah, because Well, first of all, the people in front of me, well, first of all, we're going through and they put Jacqueline and Carrie in one line and then they stop me and they're like, no, ma'am, you have to go to this line.
Yeah, we're going through security at the airport. And I drank my entire water bottle. I don't know why I decided to do that, but I did.
I was in front of these like hillbilly European people. They are like hillbilly Irish people, you guys. They like Beverly Hillbillies. Like they had like spurs on.
It was great.
They had to take like almost all of their clothes off to go through security. So, and it was like they'd never been on a plane before. They like the security guard is like, no, ma'am, please.
Yeah.
You have to take this off. No, ma'am, you need to go to your own spot. Because she was like trying to stand in the same spot with her husband. Oh my God. They did tell us at this one that we did have to take our makeup out.
Yeah.
All of our bags got pulled. Every single one of them got pulled. And I'm like stressed as my, because I didn't have my bag yet. And I'm like, oh my God, Jacqueline and Carrie, because they're like waiting off to the side. It's like, they have their stuff and they want to go.
Nope.
No. So I get my bag. I'm like, that one's mine. They're like, and I had tea and they thought it was pot.
Yeah. And then they check my, backpack. And this woman takes every single thing out of every single pocket of my backpack.
You have no idea how many pockets are in this backpack.
And it got pulled because I had a chapstick.
Yep.
It was a loose chapstick and one contact. I had one like unopened contact. She's like, these are liquids.
Yeah.
I'm like, ma'am, chapstick is not a liquid. Second of all, throw the damn contact away.
It was also your deodorant.
And my deodorant. Yeah. My travel size deodorant. Yeah. It's the correct size.
Which are solids. Yeah. Chapstick and deodorant are solids. But the girl in my security, because we went through different like securities, had told us like pull all of your makeup and like, because typically makeup is not an issue, but in Ireland it is an issue.
Ireland is very particular. And also all of these people that were checking bags were all training.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Yeah.
Can you tell them about your mom's food?
So my mom had like one of her carry-ons was this bag, this plastic bag of her leftovers with the mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. And they have to open it and test the food.
Because it's liquid.
It's mashed potatoes.
I don't know. I was like, did she eat it after they tested it? Because I don't think that I would have.
I don't know. I don't even know. So we get through that portion.
And we think we're good.
And we think we're great. We're having a good time.
We get to the... So to get back into the United States, you have your own customs.
Yes.
Like there's like... EU customs and then United States citizen customs. And we're like, oh, we're going to be great. Mm-hmm. We walk in, Carrie and I show our passports. We get to go through like the green line. We get to do anything. Cause I'm like walking in, I'm like, oh man, we have to go through security again. Like we have to take our bags off, take our shoes off. No, Carrie and I don't have to do any of that.
In the checklist. And my boarding pass has the lovely SSS. S.
I think it's 4, yeah.
It's 4.
Super secret.
Super secret. Stupid screening.
Stupid shit. Super secret, stupid shit.
And I have to go and get naked. Not really, but close.
Might as well have.
And like, I had to take I have to take every single piece of like jewelry off.
Did you take your nose ring
off? My shoes. Yes. Oh. I take my shoes off and my socks.
Ew, no, I would not be doing that.
And then they had to they had to look at my bag. They scanned my bag again. And then this man was like, I don't know what's in this bag. I can't touch it. And I looked at him and I said, those are my headphones. No, that doesn't look like headphones. And so I'm sitting there shoeless. They let me put my socks back on, but they kept my shoes because they had to test my shoes. I'm sitting there waiting. I'm like, we're going to miss this flight because this man doesn't know what a pair of headphones is. And they were like the over-the-ear headphones.
Yes, they're big headphones.
Yeah. He's like, it has this weird wire here and then these two things on the side. I'm like, yes, like headphones.
And so then the wire is for to hold the yeah.
And then they call the supervisor over and she's like, yeah, those are headphones. He's like, but it doesn't look like it. And she's like, open the bag.
Yeah. He's like, he was like so afraid to open it. He thought it was a bomb.
He 100% thought it was a bomb because he didn't want to open my bag. So he opened it and he's like, oh, these are headphones. I said, what did I tell you? I didn't. I was very nice because I didn't want to get arrested.
The only time Jacqueline yelled at somebody was she did yell at the Aer Lingus French people. At one point, she was like, nope, it says right here.
Yeah, I did yell at them. They deserved it, though.
They did.
That man was awful.
He was awful.
So then this man who doesn't know what headphones are gave me back my bag. And then they're like, okay, you can leave. And I'm like, all of my things are everywhere. So I'm like packing my stuff back together and they're chit-chatting over here. And I'm just like fuming.
Yeah.
Finally get to put my shoes back on and go back to Matt and Megan. Megan and my mom like, okay, I'm allowed to leave Ireland.
Carrie and I are like, don't even look at her. Don't look at her. Just look at the ground.
Don't look at her. Don't talk to her. Don't do anything. And then okay.
You got through the box on your first try. She's walking in. I'm like, Jacqueline, take your glasses off right now.
It's like, I'm going. And then we get to our gate, which is the farthest gate away.
Oh my God, it was.
And then our plane got delayed an hour.
Yeah. And it was like hot.
Yeah.
It was hot in the Dublin airport. Also, the Dublin airport just closes at 5 p.m.
No, yeah. If you want to leave Ireland for like a red eye, you can't.
It's not a thing that happens. And then like before it closes, they close everything else.
All of the stores.
No snacks.
My mom went to get snacks and then Megan went to get snacks and they were closed.
They were closed. It was like a 10-minute difference.
I went to the bathroom 18 times because if you remember from, you know, 10 minutes ago, I drank my entire
30-ounce thing of water.
32-ounce water bottle.
Yeah. They're like, okay, we're gonna load this plane from the back. Nobody knows how to read their boarding pass, and they're saying like, we're gonna be checking your boarding passes. Mm-hmm. No, the girl in front of us was like in like row 10.
Yeah,
I was like, ma'am, you are not supposed to be in line yet.
Yeah, she was dumb. And then they again tried to tell me that my bag was too big.
Yeah,
and I said, no, it's not.
Yeah,
and I told them, I was like, this is not happening. I'm taking this bag on this airplane. I'm not paying any extra money, and I just want to get on there and go to sleep.
Right.
And I told them, I was like, I'm putting this up above. That's what I'm going to do. And they were like, oh, okay.
And also the plane was not even close to full.
No.
There were like 7 people on this whole plane.
Yeah. I'm like, why? Why couldn't I? Anyway.
So we all get in. We sit in the correct order this time.
Yes.
And we're like, there's so many open seats around us. And so finally I get up enough courage. So I'm like, I'm going to move. I get up, somebody yelled at me. I was like, okay, I'm so sorry. It was like,
stay in your seat for takeoff. Okay.
So then
we all stayed in the same seat
the
whole flight. And there were people, like, I got to go to the bathroom. There were people, one person in a
like,
row.
Laying.
The girl behind us was the only one in her row. I'm like, we could have.
People from the back of the plane moved in front of us.
Yeah. And we should have. We should have just, like, spread way out.
It's fine.
But we were fine. Everybody slept.
Aer Lingus was amazing. I would 10 out of 10 fly Aer Lingus again. The food was good.
The food was delicious.
The coffee I had tea. I didn't have coffee.
Yeah,
it was good. They fed us way more often than they did on Air France, and maybe it was because it wasn't a nighttime flight.
Yeah,
but literally I felt like every hour they were giving us something. Ice cream, dinner, snacks, drinks, alcohol, which I don't think any of us got alcohol on the plane.
My mom was still buzzed from her Guinness.
Well, and the Air France alcohol was bad. And I was like, I don't want to have a headache on this plane. So the movies were great.
Yeah. I watched Matlock.
Yeah, that's right. I watched most of the Sandra Bullock movie with Daniel Radcliffe and Channing Tatum.
Yep. Lost Island.
Something like that.
Something like that.
And then every time I would fall asleep, I would turn it off and then turn Friends on.
Yeah.
I also finally watched the Andrew Garfield and Chicken Shop Girl date.
Yes.
It was very good. It was worth it. And the plane, I mean, it went off without a hitch. I think we actually landed early.
We did.
Jacqueline's bag did make it.
It did. All of the bags made it.
They all made it. And then we waited 14 hours for our shuttle. Well, first of all, we had to walk. There's no easy way in O'Hare to get from the international terminal to where the rideshare picks you up. You have to walk through 4 terminals to get there.
It was awful.
And there's no like train or anything. You have to walk.
Yep. And then we called for the shuttle and they were like, yep, it comes every half hour.
Did not.
It didn't.
I swear we were there for an hour waiting.
Yeah. Then we get on, and then we get to the airport, the hotel, and we leave.
And we left. And Jacqueline drove for a big chunk, and yeah. I was like, Gary's like, well, I'm going to have to move the seat. And I was like, no, you're not. Jacqueline drove. And she's like, no, she didn't. I drove. Yeah. I was like, oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
I drove.
And then your mom took over in Pontiac?
At Wally's.
At Wally's.
She drove then to Logan, and then we picked my car up, and then I took Megan home.
And then that was the end of our trip,
That
you guys.
Was it.
I mean, it was an 11-day trip.
Yeah.
So it deserved 5 episodes. Mm-hmm.
And you guys haven't even heard the...
Best part. But the best,
not probably the best part. Not the best yeah.
part. But a good
You
part.
Haven't even heard a chunk of eight, because we still have to do the Halloween party.
Yeah.
So, you're welcome, America.
Yeah.
You're welcome, France.
So, since... this is probably a long episode, and I'm sorry for this. But just to let you guys know, since it is October already, that October is going to be a weird, spooky month.
Yes.
And by that, I mean there's going to be 2 spooky episodes at the very end of October. Mm-hmm. Because we had to cover this. We are going to do a quasi-spooky episode next week, because you will get the Halloween party finally. Yes. Taylor releases an album on Friday, you guys. We're going to do an episode on that.
Yeah, we have to.
Just so you can do your homework, we are going to do Wednesday, and then probably a roundup at the end.
Yeah.
So, happy spooky month, friends.
Happy spooky month. We lived.
We did it. And we're all still best friends. And we're all... If you guys want to keep hanging out with us, you can find us at likethispod.com, where you can also buy our merch, likethispod on Instagram, likethis_pod on X, /likethispod on Facebook, and likethispod on TikTok. You can find me personally at louderthanwords, LOWDER on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at princess_jack on Instagram or jack4104 on Twitter.
If you want to support the show, there's a link in the show notes to our Patreon page, or you can write and review us on your podcast carrier. This helps us out a lot, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.